Just as 9/11 has become shorthand for the terrorist attacks of September 2001, M11, or M11, has emerged as the way Spaniards refer to the bombings in Madrid on March 11th of this year. Today, an investigation began in Madrid into how M11 happened. Apart from the apparent security failures, the parliamentary committee will also have to deal with a deeply contentious political issue. Did the previous government deliberately mislead the Spanish public about who was responsible for the bombings in an attempt to win re-election? Jerome Sokolovsky reports from Madrid.
The morning commuter train from Alcalá de Henares glides onto the platform on time at 7:49 a.m. When the doors open, the passengers emerge into the Atocha train terminal in the center of Madrid. The 749 was one of the trains that was blown up by suspected Al-Qaeda terrorists on March 11th. 192 people were killed and nearly 2,000 more injured in Europe's worst terrorist attack in recent times. One of the people coming out of the train today is a businessman in a gray suit. He hurries towards the escalator, past the multitude of security guards on the platform. Vicente Balsalobre recalls what it was like on M11.
Horroroso. Terrible. Horroroso.
It was horrible, just horrible, he says. I was in a wagon next to one of those that blew up, and well, that's all. I'm here now, and that's what's important. Like many Spaniards, Balsalobre thinks there's no point in rehashing the debate over whether the attack was used to influence the national elections 3 days later, which ended in a surprise victory for the Socialist Party of Prime Minister José Luis Rodríguez Zapatero. That's all been dealt with already. The future is what's important, he says. But still lingering are the political recriminations, like whether former Prime Minister José María Aznar tried to obscure evidence that could suggest a link to his support for the war in Iraq. For their part, the socialists are alleged to have manipulated the terrorist attack for electoral gain. In Parliament this morning, those charges were in focus again as legislators stood before the clicking cameras to convene a bipartisan commission that will examine the state's response to the attack. The commission chose as its chairman Paulino Rivera, a centrist deputy from one of the smaller regional parties.
What I don't want is for this to become an instrument of partisan confrontation and that we deviate from what the citizens expect from this commission.
The commission must also decide if it wants to question whether the attack influenced the elections. The socialists say that question is moot. Conservatives like the Popular Party commission member Alicia Castro Mazzaro disagree.
It's sad that a terrorist act can change the political mood of a country in an election that took place only 3 days later. I think that's one of the fundamental questions for which it was necessary to convene this commission.
The commission has 2 months to conduct hearings, and aside from its power to subpoena, it won't have nearly the same investigative authority as the September 11th commission in the U.S. Commentators in Spain predict the two main parties will try to exploit the panel to justify their own actions and attack their opponents. Today, however, everyone tried to be on their best behavior. Members of the M11 Commission made a point of stressing that they don't want their investigation to influence another ballot, the forthcoming election of deputies to the European Parliament. So the meeting was adjourned for several weeks until after that vote. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Sokolovsky in Madrid.